Collins English Readers. After the Funeral by Agatha Christie. Copyright Agatha Christie Limited, 2012. Chapter 1. Old Lanscombe, the butler at Enderby Hall, shook his head. Soon they would be coming back from his master's funeral. Mr. Richard Abernethy had been a good employer. He had died very suddenly, aged 68. Although he was ill, the family doctor thought that he would live for another 2 years. Ah, but the master had never recovered from his son's death 6 months before. Mortimer Abernethy's death was a huge shock, because he was such a strong and healthy young man. Mr. Richard was 24 when his father, Cornelius, died, and he had gone straight into the family business. He ran it successfully, while keeping a very happy home in this huge Victorian house. He was like a father to his younger brothers and sisters. Now Leo, Laura, Geraldine and Gordon were dead. Only Timothy and Cora were left. It had been 25 years since Lanscombe had seen Cora, and he hadn't recognised her when she arrived before the funeral. She had grown so fat, and was dressed in a loose black dress with too many black necklaces. Well, Miss Cora had always been a bit, well, strange. She had remembered him, all right.
"Why, it's Lanscombe," she had said, and seemed so pleased to see him.
Ah, they had all been fond of him in the old days. Now cars were arriving, bringing the family home, and Lanscombe showed them all into the green sitting room. A few minutes later, standing in front of the fireplace, Mr. Entwistle, the family lawyer, looked round. He did not know all the people there very well. Some he had only met before the funeral, and he needed to sort them out in his mind before he read the will. When he saw old Lanscombe handing round drinks, Mr. Entwistle thought, "Poor old man, he's nearly 90 and half blind. Well, he'll have that nice little inheritance from Richard." Leo Abernethy's widow, Helen, he knew well. She was a very charming woman of 51. It was strange that she had never married again after Leo's death, he thought. Mr. Entwistle moved his attention on to George Crossfield, Laura Abernethy's son. Laura had left very little money when she died 5 years ago. George was a lawyer and a handsome young man, but there was a dishonest feel about him. Now, which of the two young women was which? Ah, yes, that was Rosamond, Geraldine's daughter, looking at the wax flowers on the green marble table. She was a beautiful girl, but silly. She was an actress, not a very good one, and she had married an actor, Michael Shane, fair-haired and handsome. "And he knows he is," thought Mr. Entwistle. Susan, the late Gordon Abernethy's daughter, would be much better on the stage than Rosamond, Mr. Entwistle thought. She had far more personality. She also had dark hair and eyes that were almost golden in colour. Beside her was Gregory Banks, the man she had just married. He was a pharmacist's assistant. In Mr. Entwistle's world,
Girls did not marry men who worked in a shop. The young man, who had a pale face, seemed uncomfortable. His eyes went on to Mrs. Maud Abernethy. A big, sensible woman, she had always been a good wife to Timothy, who had been an invalid for many years. Mr. Entwistle suspected that Timothy only imagined that he was ill, that he was a hypochondriac, in fact. Then Mr. Entwistle looked next at Cora Lanskene. Her mother had died giving birth to her. Poor little Cora. She was an awkward girl, always saying the wrong thing. She met Pierre Lanskene, who was half French, at art school. At the time, Cora's brother, Richard Abernethy, suspected that Lanskene was looking for a rich wife. But Cora, who was not rich, ran away and married him anyway. They spent most of their married life in seaside towns that other painters seemed to live in as well. Lanskene was a very bad painter, but Richard had generously given his young sister an income. Lanskene had died 12 years ago, and now here was his widow, back in the home of her childhood, exclaiming with pleasure whenever she recalled some childish memory.